Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret.
And Victoria is coming to you from across the Irish Sea. What part of the United Kingdom, Brexit means exit, are you in at the moment?
I'm in Sheffield at the moment in the lovely Leadmill, which is situated between McDonald's and Subway, two of my favourite tourist attractions. Yeah. Actually, this is something that I wanted to ask you because I got a 6-inch meatball marinara. Was that how you say it? Marinara?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, I'm mad for their meatballs. What is your Subway order?
What is my Subway order? I actually like a meatball sometimes, but I haven't had a Subway in a long time. So,
You've had a foot long though, right?
Well, a 6-inch wouldn't cut it for me, sweetie pie. 6-inch, you can shove your 6-inch. Let's dump that bad boy.
I don't call her a big mouth because she likes to gossip. Do you know what I mean?
6-inch, would you go away? I probably have maybe a steak and cheese. I like a little steak and cheese, or I like a chicken teriyaki. But it's been a while. I don't even know if they still do them. So,
I'll take one of each. At the moment, for those who are listening, I'm sitting with a big face full of wet foundation, which, is not a nice sight. What would you say I look like?
I would say you look like a moon, a harvest moon. It's got all the lumps and bumps of the moon, and the way the light is hitting it, it is actually like, sometimes she looks like a crescent, sometimes she looks like a full, sometimes she just looks like a full moon. So you know what I love about you being away is sometimes, like, you never know what's going to be on the camera when you open up, and it's always some shitty venue, like like backstage hellhole that she's in.
I mean, is it even drag if it's glamour? Do you know what I mean? To be fair, the new George dressing room is basically the height of glamour for drag dressing rooms.
Absolutely. There's light bulbs. There's light bulbs and an actual table. And you know what's even more amazing is there's a seat that people don't actually shit in. So, because most times you're in a toilet, let's be real. And it's like, you'd be lucky if there's a toilet seat. So let's be real.
And there's bleach for the toilet as well. I mean, that's glamour. Once you see a bottle of bleach beside the toilet, you're like, okay, gorgeous.
Fair play to the George. They really stepped it up now in regards to the changing rooms, and the cleaning situation is spotless. There'll be no impetigo outbreaks coming our way.
Well, I mean, that happened to you. Did it happen twice or once?
Yeah, it was actually called, let's just call it the granny plague, we called it. And it broke out, and it was basically from the countertops not being cleaned, and everybody was using it. And I was the first to fall victim to it. I thought I had like the Black Death. I was like, you know, when you're like literally like your skin is like falling off. It's like the plague. And then Annie Balls was next, and Vader, and then literally everybody. It was like everybody. You see, I'd been to the doctor's first. I remember when I was walking to the doctor's, it had really like, if anyone hasn't ever had impetigo before, it's absolutely horrific. And I remember walking to the doctor's, and this child on the street went, ah! Literally looked at me and screamed.
What? And that is the moment that you're like, yeah. I fucking hate children.
Well, I hated them before that, but that just added to their case. So I had like the Flucidin cream, which was like this antibiotic cream. So I was basically like the dealer for all the queens. So they were like, here, give me some of that cream. Give me some of that cream. Because none of those bitches would pay the fucking €60 to go see a doctor. So they just had, they lived out of like the end of my cream. But I tell you this now, there was no more getting ready in that table. I tell you, I never touched that bare countertop ever again. And that was like for good 10 years. So you live and learn, bitch.
Well, now your skin looks gorgeous because you had that lovely impetigo peel. Do you know what I mean?
I've had a few since then.
10 years younger. Kamir, what have you been up to? Because obviously I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. What's been going on?
Oh, sure, it's been non-stop here in Divine LLC. No, do you know, it's so funny. Everyone keeps asking me that. I just went out for a lunch with my good friend Andre, and we were just talking, and I find it really hard to plan. Like, I'm finding that my life is very short term at the moment. I don't know. You're probably a little bit different because you're planning all these gigs and you're traveling around this place, but I'm literally living kind of like week to week. I just need to get through, because just the way everything's been, it's like, I just don't know if the like rug is going to be pulled from under me at any moment. So everything is very low key. And I know everyone is a bit anticipating like a lockdown coming up, but I actually don't think it's going to happen. I don't.
I'm hoping that's not going to happen. Although there is a new drag queen in town. We've got a baby drag. Her name is Omricon. Is that what the new variant's called? Omricon variant, the newest drag queen in town.
Omricon.
She's very international. She likes to, you know, let her presence be known.
She used to work the door at Glitz.
She was a terrible scab with the drinks tokens, though. She never get a drinks token.
Basically, I've just been kind of, I'm going to see House of Gucci tonight. That's the plan, with m'lady.
I have a feeling you're going to hate it. I feel like halfway through you're going to be like, I haven't seen it, by the way. I'm going tomorrow night. I'm hearing it's a little bit on the long side, but it's kind of fabulous and super camp, so maybe you won't.
I have a bit of a history of lately of walking out of things. So it's not. Although I did go to see the Book of Mormon last week with Dolly Grip, who, if anyone doesn't know, Dolly actually invented musicals, everybody, back in 1806 when she designed the first musical. She'd be able to tell you all the dance steps about Bob Fosse. She'd be able to tell you about how many weeks they were on Broadway, how many weeks were in the West End. If you want to know anything about a musical, you can go with Dolly. So that was an interesting experience. It was actually really good. It was really dark, really un-PC, which of course I love. And it wasn't my favorite musical, but it was, there was a good few laughs, and it was devised by the same people that did South Park. So, but you know what's so funny? Like, some of the jokes were like really off color and like just really dark. And there was a lot of old people at the show, like a lot of old people. Cause you know, old people love a musical. I don't know if they were thinking that was going to be like a bit Les Mis or whatever, but you could see some of them kind of looking at each other going, oh Jesus. like one woman in front, like she literally had like if she had had pearls, she would have been like, her hands would have been bleeding, she would have been clutching them so hard. And she kept looking at her friend and she kept saying, oh, Jesus Mary, Jesus. Like, you know, like, and that was actually making me laugh more, because I was just like, I knew kind of the vibe of it, but she had no clue. So I did enjoy it.
Well, your partner in crime, Dolly Grip, has turned me into a smuggler, by the way, because Dolly ordered lots of little bits, like new costume bits, a pair of boots. Oh, wait, you see the boots, like a new wig. And she got them all sent to my friend's house in the UK so she could avoid the import duty. She's no flies on Dolly, do you know what I mean?
She's calling the business an old crafty cunt.
She's, yeah, what is it? She's minding the pennies so the pounds mind themselves. Isn't
oh
like that?
My That's God. So she's but probably Irish still woman. Her old Irish pounds, I'd say. She, you know, she still deals in punt.
I'm smuggling in a lovely ankle boot. I didn't even think Dolly wore ankle boots, but they're in the bag.
I'm very brave because I know she's very weak ankles. She has osteoporosis. Show me.
Show you the costume that she ordered, though. This is the costume. It is called the Tudor Queen. And it's full 1800s dress headband, wrist cuffs, and a necklace.
Oh, glamorous. Okay. I can see where she's going with that very...
What is she doing?
I would imagine something from a medieval era, probably some from the time when she was born.
Oh my God. Well, I mean, like coming to a stage near you in Dublin, a hot new number from a well-known new number lover, Dolly Grip.
She's probably doing that green sleeves of it. You know that? The first song ever recorded.
Right, let's have a little bit of a girly goss. I had so many juicy topics. I was like having a good little see what was happening in the world. My first thing is Rihanna ever going to release any more music? Like, what is going on there?
I don't think she's in any rush, to be honest. And if I was her, I wouldn't be bothering either. Like, it's an awful lot of work. And remember, people didn't really like the last Anti album? People were really like, oh, that's not like, you know, where have you been all my life? Or they wanted
we loved
that.
It.
I loved it. Yeah, that was amazing. But the Rihanna Huns, you know, the Rihanna Huns, what are they? The Navy, is that what she calls them? The Rihanna Navy?
The Rihanna Navy.
Well, those Rihanna Navies, they were not having it because it they couldn't get lit to the tit and skull bottles of wicked to the beat of, you know, to the beat of the song. So
would your fans be called like the Vinesies?
The Divinals.
Well, the Divinals. Okay, that's actually great. What are mine called then?
I don't really know. Do you have fans?
Mine are probably called the Conservatives, basically. Do you know what I mean? The Tories.
The Tories. Oh my God. Tory scum.
Yes, that's what my fans would call Tory scum. I love that. Well, Rihanna's in the news today because I don't know if you noticed, Barbados have said they've given the two fingers to the Queen and they're like, you're no longer the head of state. And they're, they now have is it a prime minister? Is what that they like?
Yeah.
Everyone online is like, is Rihanna the new prime minister?
They have a new female president, isn't it? It's a female, and they had Rihanna. They honored Rihanna in, you know, because she's probably the most famous Bayesian person in the world. So they just they just basically said to her, "Keep on doing you." Like your woman actually said to her, "Continue to shine bright like a diamond," which was kind of cute. She did say that. So I just, and Prince Charles was there, obviously, like, you know, kissing the fingers as they were being shoved at him. So listen, they're just trying to keep everyone sweet. They're just trying to stay relevant, because I was only thinking that today, when the Queen does pass away, which is like, you know, she's not getting any younger. I feel like the monarchy is going to go into like a different era, isn't it? It's going to be like, I just can't see it. Like, will people accept it?
I don't care about Charles. Maybe people do. I do like looking at his fingers and his ears because, you know, they're very extraordinary. But like, I don't know. I actually have some Queen related things that I wanted to talk about anyway.
Yeah.
Is the Queen sober? Does she like a good
drink? No, she does like a drink. No, it's not like she's getting locked, falling out of taxis. Do you know what I mean? Like down Soho. Like, I don't think she's that far. But she likes a drink, definitely. Like 100%.
And because I read reports are saying that the Queen has given up her daily martini. She loved a daily martini. Like, who is she, James Bond?
Well, she's 95. Like, so, you know, I'd be amazed if she's still continuing to drink at the moment. But the Queen Mother used to love, she was obsessed with a gin and tonic. She'd have gin every night and she'd be getting locked. And there was rumours going around for a long time that she used to sometimes call her like staff up to the room and she'd kind of like ask them to pour a gin and tonic, whatever, but she'd kind of make them hang around so she could have a little chat.
Oh my God.
And she'd basically make some jokes. She'd be like, and just remember, like, and they were always gays, like, that she'd have working for her. And she'd be like, there's only one queen around here.
I love that. Well, sorry, because I got real bit into this. She loves a daily glass of wine with her dinner, yeah. right? Every single day. Mm-hmm. And the new royal sommelier, I think that's posh for I pick wines, is it?
Sommelier, yeah, is sommelier is somebody who is like a wine expert who knows all about the origin of the wine, the kind of like what notes are in the wine, what region it's from, all that stuff that we don't care about when we're like popping open it with our teeth, sculling it down our neck.
Well, his name's Dimitri, and you're going to love this quote that he said, right? Okay. He said about the Queen drinking wine, he said, "It's bad for her joints. And she can't drink too much when she's doing all these royal engagements. It's not a job you can drink in."
Not like us.
Like us, you know, oh, the girls are having a drink. That's a job you can drink in. No. The Queen, this is not a job you can drink in.
Just well, imagine her coming over to you saying, "And how was this built?" And you can smell whiskey on her breath. Like. Did you know also I was two things I learned from trashy documentaries this week was that the butler was always the head of the household, and in the royal household he's like the top dog, and basically he was called the butler because it came from the French word like bottle, and basically yeah. the butler was like head of the wine cellar in the house. He had the keys to the wine cellar because the wine cellar was the most expensive place. Did you know that? And that's where the word like butler basically came from, like a keeper of the bottles. So that's where the butler came from. Yeah.
In the drag, Queen's palaces,
yeah.
you'd be the bitch who has the keys to the booze.
I'd be like, "I have the keys to the wine cellar, darlings."
Absolutely. And that's why everybody be your best friend. They'd be like, "Oh, yeah. Jimmy, you look great today. Oh, you look so, have you gotten younger? What's going on?" Like,
I think that's what happens currently.
Okay. I've one more royal related thing because it was all over the news today. So the BBC is facing fresh fury from Prince William for allowing Netflix to film part of The Crown in their buildings because they're trying to recreate the Martin Bashir interview. And one of the requests that William had done is that the interview was never to be aired again, you know, just to like let it rest. Do you know what I mean? All that drama. So apparently the royal family are disgusted with Netflix.
Have you ever tried to find that interview was actually on YouTube for a long time, and I actually watched it a couple of times over the last like few years, but recently like it's nowhere to be found, and there's all like little snippets and pieces, but you can't get the full thing. So they must have like did a bit of a whitewash from the internet, like, so it's actually just banished, which is mental. And it was kind of creepy interview. It was really strange set up, and know now what we know now, obviously, about the weirdness of how it happened is a bit kind of vile, isn't it?
It's not cool. It is. I'm kind of curious to see how The Crown handle all that, because I don't know if you went to see Spencer, and we already spoke about it, but like it just looked so absolutely mental. I'm like, what? How are they going to actually show that in The Crown? But I do know is I will be first in line, hit and play on it.
Well, do you know one thing that I really, I know I love The Crown, I have to say, but one thing that I just will never get over with Crown is, and it's always in the back of my mind, you know, they demolished the Big Brother house so that they could film The Crown. Yeah, they're filming The Crown where on the grounds of where Elstree, where the Big Brother house was, the Celebrity Big Brother house and the regular Big Brother house. So I always just think that, like, I love Celebrity Big Brother and all those madness so much. It's like, and I love The Crown, but it's like, oh, which one do you love more? I think I love Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, I actually love Celebrity Big Brother. I wish they'd bring it back. Like, I mean, it gave us the iconic Vanessa Feltz losing it and like writing all over the table, like, oh, those amazing
so many
moments.
The Gemma like Collins like meltdowns, like with the ghosts
talking shit.
Like, I just would love, just like, can we just relive that whole Big Brother, just put all those same people back in again, let it all happen again, like recast it with the same people. Tiffany from New York, Daniela Westbrook, your man Christopher Maloney from X Factor, stick them all back in.
Oh my god, the old lady, what is that, old maiden type shoes?
Oh, yeah.
God,
oh,
I am like so fucking funny.
Iconic.
I haven't had time, but the last episode of Real Housewives of Potomac is out, and Nicki Minaj is the guest host for it, and she asks all the hard-hitting questions. Have you watched it? What's going on?
I have watched it, yeah, I have to say. And a couple of people, I was reading comments online. I wasn't a fan. First off, I was like, why is she here? I was like, this is a bit of a weird vibe. Her attitude was really strange. The way she was talking to the girls, they were all really excited to see her when she came out there. She was like, it's me, bitches. And she came out like, and they were all like, oh my God, it's Nicki Minaj. And then she fucking went straight in and she went like for the neck. You know, Andy can kind of say shady things, but he kind of says it in a like soft kind of way. And he's very unbiased. She was not unbiased. And he had said to her not to be unbiased. And I didn't like that he had said that to her. So she was kind of going for the jugular. She went for Ashley. She was asking why is she, basically, why is she with her husband? Ooh, there's nothing attractive about him. She said, nuts. Then, do you know what one of the best moments was? They took a break and Nicki put her cards down, and Wendy, who's this housewife, there was all these rumors circulating that her husband has a baby with someone else, and she knew that the questions were going to be heated on her, so she picked up the cards and she looked at the cards while Nicki was on her break. And Nicki is fuming now. She's like, that is the sneakiest thing to do. You wouldn't do that to Andy. It's so disrespectful. So yeah, so there's a bit of scandal going on, but people are basically saying, if you don't watch Real Housewives of Potomac, one of the husbands of one of the wives basically got drunk one night and said that he would suck one of the other husband's dick. And that was in a previous season. And Nicki started questioning that. And people were basically saying that the tone of it was quite homophobic.
Okay.
And they were saying, how can she be commenting on that when she's got her own skeletons in her own closet with her own husband? There's a bit of weirdness there. So they're like, what? Just the tone of it was a bit off, I have to say. It was a little bit, she was kind of trying to be supportive of LGBT, but at the same time, the tone wasn't nice. You could tell it wasn't nice.
And I mean, the facts are the facts. If you wouldn't even give the tip of Juan Dixon's dick a little lick, then are you even being honest with yourself?
Literally.
So, yeah, so
it was interesting, but I was like, why is she there? I felt like it was very antagonistic for the other women, and I don't think it was fair. And you could tell that they were kind of a little bit like, that's not what they signed up for, to be abused like that by her. And people were saying as well, her star is kind of fading, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, well, she's had all that mad shit with like her cousin's balls being huge, which, to be honest, I'm curious to see how big they are. But also, like, this, I don't really know a lot about her partner, but like, it sounds like she was trying to pay this person off who made allegations about him to change her statement. Like, that's real shitty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, allegedly, that's what they're saying, allegedly. So.
Allegedly. However, on Housewife News, after listening to like myself talk about Housewives, he listens to our podcast and like adore anytime she's here, always watching Housewives.
Yes.
Finally, Daniel, who works with us, is now hooked on Real Housewives of New York. He's only tried that.
Okay.
He keeps quoting, like, honestly, 10-year-old footage at me of Ramona. Like,
oh, I love it.
Show. And just to see him like catch up with all these moments, I'm like, this is so funny. Like,
one thing as well, that's a new documentary, it actually aired, I think it was last night, is the, so obviously there was the Housewife and the Hustler.
Yeah.
And now there's a Jen Shah documentary about the Jen Shah fraud scandal that's going on in Salt Lake City. So that's a big documentary that's available now, I think, on Hulu, or, you know, you can download it and stream it online. So that's a big, basically telling about how one of the housewives of Salt Lake City has defrauded lots of elderly people through marketing scams. And they've deep dived and done a documentary on it. So that's my viewing after Gucci. I'm going to be glued to that tonight.
That sounds juicy, but it's no Sonia Morgan in the alleged smoking vagina, which Heather Thompson from New York has said that Sonia Morgan.
Heather Holler Thompson.
Yeah.
Holla.
She said that Sonia Morgan's party trick is that she likes to put a cig in her badge and get someone to smoke it. I'm like, well, what?
She should see my party trick then.
Oh my God, I dread to think. Literally, the headline was Heather Thompson doubles down on her story about Sonia's smoking vagina. I was like, what?
Not to be mistaken with Emma Thompson doubling down on it, because that'd be even funnier if Emma Thompson was accusing her of it, wouldn't it? Oh, I hate Heather. Heather needs to just go away. She really does. Like, she was they never should have brought her back. Of all the housewives, she's just such an awkward, like, cringe housewife, especially for somewhere as cool as New York. Absolutely not. No, thank you.
Yeah, completely. I agree. Did you by chance see Barry Humphries, aka Dame Edna, congratulating Dermot O'Leary on coming out? Oh my God.
I did. And do you know, I have to say, but like, Barry Humphries, Dame Edna is one of my favorites ever. Like, I absolutely just love, I still watch all his like old comedy specials. He's literally one of the very few people that can actually make me like laugh out loud. Because there's one clip that you all need to watch. You need to YouTube, Dame Edna and Prince Charles and Camilla. Did you ever see that clip?
No, never.
So basically, you know, like at the Royal Variety Performance, Camilla and Charles are sitting in the box watching the show, and Dame Edna comes into the box and the camera kind of swings over and they're like, you know, it's the Royal Box. Like, nobody comes in there. And she's like, hello, hello. And she just ignores them and sits down beside them. And they're like looking at her just going, what is she doing here? And she's just like nodding as if to say, like, what are they doing here? And there she's sitting there. And then next thing, this man comes in and taps her on the shoulder. And she's like, yes, it was like security. And he whispers something in her ear. And she goes, okay. She gets up and then she goes, she just taps towards her and Prince Charles. And she goes, they found me better seats.
That's brilliant. Oh,
it's
my God.
So good. You have to watch it. Like, it's actually, and you know, Charles and Camilla were so like funny about it. Like, they laughed. They were in knots of laughing. Charles in particular was like, thought was the funniest thing.
That is so brilliant. Oh, I love her. But seeing Alison Hammond practically wetting herself as like Barry Humphries just kept like doubling down and be like, no, honestly, just like, congratulations.
I don't think Alison and Dermot get on. I just have this feeling. No, I just have this. You can get this vibe off them that the chemistry is off. Dermot is. Alison's good on this morning, I have to say, because I watch a bit of daytime.
Yeah,
she is good. I prefer her more when she's doing her little bits, like she was interviewing Gaga there a couple of weeks ago, and she's really funny. And I prefer kind of like on smaller doses.
Yeah.
And I do prefer, like, you know, the Roots and Eamons, like the kind of bit more veterans doing the main show, especially just the more serious items. And I like that Alison's like a little blast of fun. But there's just. Dermot is so flat and robotic. Like, even when they're doing the makeup pieces, he's like pretending to use it and rub it on his hand. And, you know, it's just like, he's a bit awkward, whereas Eamon would pick up and mush his hands into the highlighter and be like, oh, it's very shiny. You know, like, just the silliness of it. So,
I see that. I don't think that Dermot's any crack whatsoever. Like, he kind of, like, he was so, like, said the same thing on X Factor all the time.
All the time. But that's why I think that's why he was good, because it was like, people like that work off cards, and it's like, they don't have to kind of show their personality because there is none there. So it's perfect. Like, if you're doing any kind of show with cards, like cue cards, there's an issue. Like, there's not much going on there. Like, and that means that if someone throws a curveball at you, you're going to be kind of fucked because you can't go off script.
And in more kind of TV kind of news, I read that I'm a Celebrity has had to shut down for 3 days because of like some storm that happened. Now, firstly, maybe they should take the hint, because I think I'm a Celebrity has gone so dull. I couldn't watch it even if paid me.
Well, I watched it I think it was the first weekend it was on, and there were so many ads. Like, I mean, so many ads. If there was an ad, like, I think it was like every 7 or 8 minutes, and there was loads of ads. So I was just like, oh God, I can't put up with this anymore. And the challenges and all, we've seen it all before. There's nothing new whatsoever. And the celebrities are getting progressively worse as it goes on. So
there's no one else to go on it. What are they going to do? Ask like the local shopkeeper to go on next.
Yeah, it is getting to that point. So I'm with you. I think we should, I'm a Celebrity, go home.
I would like to see Anne Robinson on it. And she's been all over the press at the moment because apparently she's been an absolute witch on the set of Countdown to the other girls that are working on it. Have you heard anything about this?
No, nothing. But I do love a bit of Anne Robinson. I think she's wild.
Oh, me too. Well, apparently Anne became fed up of listening to Rachel chatting. Rachel's the one who does the sums, you know, like that's really fast. Chatting to the contestants ahead of going on air, turning up last minute and being on her phone too much. And apparently Rachel has told the crew that she completely disagreed when Anne turned off her microphone. She just turned off her microphone so that she couldn't be heard. She was fuming, apparently. But also, this is my favorite bit. Anne has tinnitus. Have you heard it before?
Yeah, tinnitus. I have tinnitus. Yeah, it's in the ears, isn't it? It's like an inner ear infection.
Yeah, well, she basically has said that she cannot bear excess sound. And Rachel, with her big heels and even bigger personality, can be quite loud on set. Big heels.
What a weird casting though as well. Like, Anne Robinson is just known though as a bitch, so it's like, so she can kind of just do whatever she wants, really, can't she? Like, that's how I feel. I'm like, you'd expect, like, if she was being nice to poor Rachel, you'd be like, what's the point of that? People need the headlines as well, so.
They absolutely do. But this one is a bit of a sexy story. I don't know if you're going to be shocked or kind of aroused by it. It's about Will Smith. He has a new book coming out, which, by the way, I don't want to read in any shape or form.
No, I have no interest in him. What is the story? Jada.
Well, basically, after orgasming, he used to vomit. So he had sex with so many women, and it was so disagreeable to the core of who he was as a being, he said, that he developed like a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm and would literally make him gag and sometimes even vomit.
Well, you know, that's because they say that allegedly there was rumors swirling around him for years.
Yes.
So there was rumors swirling around him for years. Now, just Hollywood rumors, no truth in, but there was rumors that that he was a fuckboy of a certain Hollywood agent. I think it was like, like a really big Hollywood agent, and that whole marriage was a get together kind of thing. That's what the rumors were. Then they were going around for years that him and Jada's marriage was just a front, but I don't think there was any truth in that. Yeah, I don't think there was.
I didn't think so either. And they've popped out all those kids as well. I have one more.
Although. I don't think I need to go any further.
One more juicy topic, it's about a Spice Girl, which is always a good place to start. Mel B was cut from the Adele special. I don't know if
you Yes, I heard from Megan a funny joke because she asked Adele something about what present or something, and then it was dildo, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was tasked with asking a question basically to Adele, what was the best gift Adele had ever received, and then basically she made a joke and said that the answer was a vibrator, and apparently Adele found it really funny. Of course she would, like, it does want the girls, you know what I mean? Like, but like, I feel that's a good gift, no?
But you know what the thing about Mel B is, like, and I love Mel B and I love that she's a bit mental, but do you remember, like, back in Spice Girl days, like, she was never as, like, mad as she is now. Like, I feel like I probably feel like I'd get on great with her, like, on a night out, I'd say she'd be nuts, like, wild. But that's not how I think she was back in the day. Like, she's become more mental as the years have gone by. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, wild. Like, she definitely would be, she's a bit of a gamey bird and she, like, loves a party. And before, I just thought she was a bit loud and Larry. But
I love how she talks. It makes everything sound kind of like a dirty joke. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, but definitely, I think she's definitely a good time gal for sure. Like, so I'm not surprised, but I still enjoy the story and the tabloid totter.
Well, I'm getting you a vibrator for Christmas now after that good suggestion. Well, that's all our little juicy topics for this week. I do love a fucking bit of goss. Like, I was all over the news today having a good nose while sitting on the bus. We're going to come back straight after this little break and we're going to be talking about juicy stories from Christmas parties where we all make the worst choices.
Or some just fun stories coming your way.
Okay, so we are back and we were talking about, obviously, we're coming into the silly season at the moment, aka Drag Queen's favourite time, because in Penny's, all the sequin gear was out and you can stock up for the year. Yes.
No, it's one thing that I actually miss about having, like, a quote-unquote real job is actually, like, a staff night out or, like, a get-together. I used to love those kind of...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. juvederm.com. That's juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Of events where, like, you know, everyone would either club in money or the company would give money and you'd get like a dinner or you'd go somewhere. And it was just the kind of, you knew it was going to get messy. So it was the excitement. Yeah. And you were also not known who's going to fall off first. Like, oh, the excitement of it.
And the fear afterwards, like, I had started this job, I'd say, like, a good, strong 15 years ago. And I went to the Christmas party a month after starting there. And one of the girls who I kind of was getting on with was at the table, and she was looking glam and gorge, and I thought the lads were talking about her inappropriately, and I was locked because one of the other girls had they'd snuck a bottle of vodka in their bag. So she kept topping me up, and I was like, this is great, free booze. But then what happens when free booze happens? You get very messy. And I went for one of the security guards. I was like, you can't speak about her like that, blah, 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 blah. Then I woke up the next day and I was like, I read that totally wrong. Ooh. And I had 2.5 weeks off work. I swear to God, I was shitting it going back in the next day. I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Did you apologize?
I did. I felt awful. Like, I was like, I thought I was being the knight in shining armor. I was actually just being a nosy absolute Nora.
You suffer very bad with the fear, don't you? Like, you get very bad fear. I have a firm, like, way to deal with the fear is that if I ever even feel a sniff of it coming on, I literally just draw a line under it mentally and just move on. I'm just like, I refuse to give in to it. I refuse to entertain it. I know what's there. I'm just like, no. Today is a new day. I'm moving on. The fear doesn't exist. But you see, I worked mainly because I worked in makeup and cosmetics. So I was always working with like really glam girls. So when they'd go on a night out, they just look like the same as they kind of would normal. They were always glam 24/7. They might wear a bit of glitter, like maybe throw a bit of glitter on it. And, you know, to see people kind of outside like a work environment to get drunk, I never had any kind of crazy like stories like that, to be honest. Like, I remember one time we went on a Christmas party and we were actually in, I think it was the Capital Bar in Dublin. We were up there like years ago and one of the girls' bags got robbed. And at the Christmas party and everybody, you know, like, and she had like all like, you know, I think like full cash and all this kind of, because it was the Christmas night out.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, that's terrible. At Christmas, how could that happen? And blah, blah, blah. And everybody was kind of rallying around. She's a real nice girl. Never felt really bad. So everyone gave her money to kind of recoup the money that she lost, just because it was like, I think she like a few hundred or whatever. But then like maybe you cut to like, because obviously Christmas party did before. So we went back to work. The bar called our manager and said, listen, could you drop around? We need you to look at some CCTV footage. We have footage of the bag being stolen.
Shut up.
Well,
who stole it?
One of our managers in work stole.
Hold on, not you treating this like it's X Factor final and doing a big long haul. Come on, tell me who stole it.
Yeah, it was one of our managers who was like comforting her, who was like, oh God, how could someone do that? And she had stole the fucking bag herself.
That's so juicy.
So we were like, oh my God. And this, everybody loved this girl. Like, this girl, and she even looked like purer than like literally driven. So she looked like Snow. She'd like literally like blonde hair, real rosy red cheeks. Like, she was proper, like a Disney princess. And so of course then she got fired, and like everybody, like, because we worked in a team of like about 30 people, they all turned on her. Like, it was absolutely
surprising.
But it was shocking.
So, yeah. Burn the witch, thief.
Yeah, but we'll never be like, and anytime, do you know what's so funny though? In work, anytime you'd like put something down, you'd be like, where did I put that? That's gone. And we'd say, well, you know, she took it. So the name would like, let's call her Rosie for example. She'd be like, oh, well, you know, Rosie took that.
Even if it was a toilet roll.
Rosie, yeah, you'd be like, that. Where's that stapler? Oh, it's probably in Rosie's bag.
Well, now we've really flipped the tables, because instead of like going to the Christmas party, we are the Christmas party.
I know, that's so true. Actually, what about that time when you were supposed to be at a Christmas party?
Oh my God. Can I tell this? Will I tell this?
Well, you don't say the company, but you can say what happened, because it was, I'm still PTSD for you, I think.
Okay. So I was booked for a Christmas party, a lovely one where I was going to do some bingo and some numbers. And honestly, they were looking after me. Lovely. They were
great. This is a live in-person show.
Yes, live in person. And I had been away on tour and got back that day. And I was in my diary on the wrong bloody day. So here I am. Like, I was actually going out to see your show, I think, or something like that on the night that it was. And they were ringing me and I was supposed to be there 10 minutes ago. Now, anyone who doesn't know drag, it really does take you 2 hours to get ready. Plus, like, I didn't have anything with me that I would have needed. So there was no way I was going to get there. So they were like, we're all sitting here waiting. Like, are you close? Are you near? The fear literally went over me. Like, I wanted to just sit in the loo and have a real nervous poo for a start. And then I rang Davina. I was like, Davina, what am I going to do? Can you do it? Are you in drag? Are you able to do it before your gig? She was like, no, I'm at another gig. I can't do it. So I had to ring them back and say, I'm sorry, I can't get anyone. And I was the only entertainment booked for the Christmas party.
So oh my God. Well, you'll live to ruin many more Christmases, so, unfortunately. But we did do a show on social media and we asked you to send in some of your Christmas stories or some of your party, like, terror tales. And you did come up with the goods, as you always do, people. We love to hear from you because, like, these actually light my soul, these stories. Like, when I'm reading these, when you send me in the DM, I'm literally, like, grinning from ear to ear going, oh, I can't wait to tell people this.
Oh my God. Completely. Oh, can I just add to that last story? Davina's reaction was, be grand. Don't worry about it. Just put it behind you. Don't even think about it. You'll be fine. Don't worry. Which is exactly what you need someone to say, even though she was completely lying and it was awful.
Well, listen, I it is horrific. And that has happened to me before in the past. Like, and what I would say is, if you ever are booking somebody for anything, whether it's makeup, hair, like a dancer at a wedding, anything, send them a message the week of. Always, because you don't know if somebody's lost a phone, if something's happened, if there's an email or admin, things do happen. So just word to the wise, if you're booking somebody to do any service for you, just check in with them that week. Don't leave it till the day of. But I'd say in that situation, somebody probably thought someone else had done it.
Yeah, I think so. God love them. I ruined Christmas. I was the Grinch that stole Christmas. Right, let's get into this. Thank you for everyone who submitted your stories. I have a juicy one to kick off with, if you want.
Okay, yes, go ahead.
I've been told strictly this is to stay anonymous. They do not want to be known who shared this. Yes,
okay.
Which, by the way, when you open a DM and that's the start of it,
I'm like, oh, this is good. Okay.
His crazy Christmas party story was he caught two straight lads. And straight lads has those little quotations either side from the office, snorting coke off each other's dicks. They were fully erect in the bathroom as I opened the cubicle door that they forgot to lock.
Oh my God. What toilets were these in?
What venue is this? Like, well, firstly, that sounds like OnlyFans content straight away. Yeah. You know what I mean? What?
Oh my God, you'd be able to make so much money off that. Oh my God, that is shook. I bet they were hot as well. I'm like already fantasized.
Oh my God. I'm going to ask the person who sent it to me if I can send you the name of the company so that you can apply for a job.
Okay, I have one here. And this is going to be, he didn't say that he wants to say my name, so I'm just going to say Johnny. So Johnny said he was out with his HR manager and the HR manager wasn't the most favorite person in the office. And they were all on a work trip to San Francisco and they were all locked and out at a bar. She previously been telling everyone how she just feels like nobody likes her. And then basically they brought all around shots, like, to kind of just, you know, she was obviously feeling a little insecure in the situation. He said, personally, I hate shots. And I was like, oh, I don't think you'd last on a night out with me and Victoria. First and foremost, he said, personally, and he put hate in capital letters. So Johnny hates shots, which is like, okay, Johnny, calm down, calm the hate. I hate shots because they end my night. Okay, but that's maybe fair enough. So I was dreading it. And I tried to say I'll pass, but good old Irish, don't be silly. She bought him a shot anyway. They were all lined up in front of us and I lifted it up and everybody was ready to take their shot. You know, like 3, 2, 1, everyone closed their eyes and necked their shot. And I put the glass down on the bar. But 5 minutes later, the HR manager says, "Ugh, I must have got splashed by a puddle coming in here. My shoes are ringing." Little did she know that he'd thrown it under the table all into her shoes. So he basically was like they all closed their eyes, 3, 2, 1 to do the shot. But he just like threw the shot under the table and like into her shoe. But oh, she had bought the shot. And basically she was saying like how everyone hated her. So he was, if she had known, she would have been like, "They're throwing drinks at me."
The poor woman was probably terrorized by that line.
Terrorized. Yeah, so that's from Johnny, and he said that one. Okay, so I have another juicy. Yeah, I have a juicy one. Okay, so I have two came in from this one. Again, asking to remain anonymous. And this one is really good. I really like this one. This is this could be my favorite one. Okay. So it was, now this is from an old time listener, because we're going back to the 90s in this one. Okay. So it was my staff Christmas party, maybe 1996. I was working in a company in Dublin. I won't say which one. Let me see. And Brendan O'Carroll and Mrs. Brown's Boys was doing the tiles around that time. So they had a show in the Red Cow Inn. It was long before the TV show, was when they used to do the show on the radio. So basically the company had decided to book in to see him live. Okay. Now, as he came on as Mrs. Brown, he was beyond vulgar, and he was fuck this and fuck that and cunt this and cunt that. Very like Roy Chubby Brown on crack. Okay. I don't know if those of you remember Roy Chubby Brown was just just vile. Yeah. So we started Zach. So he says, "I was sitting whispering to my boss's wife while he was on. Neither of us found him remotely funny. And a bouncer approached us and put his hand on my shoulder and said, 'Mr. O'Carroll said, if you two cunts don't stop talking, he's going to have you two thrown out,' but glaring at me."
Okay.
So my boss's really posh wife from Killeen, you might I add, responded immediately, and he said, "No, I'm talking real posh, like Sarah Duchess of York posh." she said, "Well, you can tell that unfunny cunt that if he wants my husband to pay the bill at the end of the night, that..." "Well, you can tell that unfunny cunt that if he wants to pay my husband to pay the bill at the end of the night, which will be in the excess of 15,000 for the 75 gets that we have here, he might want to learn some fucking manners."
Oh my God.
"I nearly pissed myself, and the bouncer didn't approach us again." So yeah, so she basically told him, like, and he probably thought that they were just going to sit there and take it, but no.
Like, what an icon. Do you know what I mean? Like, literally, that's big dick energy there. Just thrown out on the table and saying, "Nah."
Well, also, if you've paid people to come to a show, I'm not being surprised, but like, even if they do want to kind of talk, and it's also a Christmas party, so it's like people are going to be talking, people are going to be getting a little drunk, a little bit messy. You kind of just have to get on with it. I know it's not ideal for a performer if you're trying to do your thing, but like, also, what's your opinion on Mrs. Brown?
I've watched maybe 20 minutes of it. It's not for me. Not into it.
Yeah, I just find it interesting. But anyway, yes, that's one. Give me another juicy one.
It's drag, by the way, as well. Like, it's fully drag, but it's drag we've seen. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what
types of that?
Like, what I just can't get my head around is like when his wife plays his daughter in the show, and then they're like having these weird mother daughter moments. There's something very, I just keep thinking of like what a psychiatrist would say. It's just something like,
basically, nuts. You're saying it's fetish. They have a fetish and they're role playing.
It's really weird. I don't know. It's like, and Mrs. Brown dresses like kind of like how my granny used to dress. So it's a bit like, it's just weird. Anyway,
okay, another non one. My story is me sucking off my straight manager too. Explicit ? Ha ha ha! Don't tell anyone. That's what I said. Someone said, another person said, "I'm usually drunk at all of them. The last time I just ended up stealing all the old people's drink that they'd left alone." I'm like, okay, calm down.
Okay, that's fair enough. I have another one here. This is from the same person who gave Mrs. Brown stories. So this is when he moved to London. So he's working in London now. Let me see. And had a Christmas bash at the Shoreditch House just outside. And there was just outside, there's a swimming pool. Obviously, I don't know where the Shoreditch House is, but obviously there's a swimming pool. A guy asked me for a light, to which I gave him. He said thanks, lit his smoke, then proceeded to puke a pint of red wine over me. I was wearing a brand new designer white dress shirt. Even my underwear was wet. So I had to leg it to go home, raging. No buses, no taxis. Eventually got a cab about an hour later, shivering and stinking of wine puke. I tried to get my shirt dry cleaned and the wine never came out, so it went straight in the bin. Fucking English. What he said.
Fuming. Oh, you'd be fuming. Like,
but you know,
outfit.
Has anyone ever puked on you?
Yes, they have. Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. What's another name? Like, there was just someone in a club one time actually puked on me. It was more down towards my shoes and my trousers, and I was raging. But I think I was locked myself, and I didn't, don't think I went home.
I puked on a taxi man's head once before. But I'll save that. I'll save that for another day.
Okay. Okay. Actually, that's a good topic. We should do terrible taxis. Terrible taxis.
By the way, I am still ashamed of it. I'm not like bragging about it. I still think about it since today.
That's better though. Like when you all hear this story. Anyway, I have another one. They were at a work Christmas party once, and the DJ was playing the song "Santa Baby." Sorry, you obviously know I like to sing. Yeah. And at the line where it says "So hurry down the chimney tonight," I had a guy come up right behind me and whisper in my ear, "I'll come down your chimney tonight." And I was like, "Ew!" And she's laughing about it, but like, it just shows you, like, why does everyone turn into the ultimate creep at a Christmas party?
And why have I not got any invites to Christmas parties? I wish I was at a Christmas party by the sounds of all this. This is, I like, as horrific as they are, they sound actually hilarious. I have another one from, I'm just going to say Sue. We'll say Sue. My old boss's wife walked into the Christmas party and school dragged the receptionist hoe out by the neck. Obviously, they were having some kind of tryst or affair. And yes, that was, we've got a lot of those questions. A lot of those came in. A lot of people. I have another one here from, I have another one from Adrian. Adrian said, former colleague woke up in the CEO's spare room and had to send a pin, like drop the pin on her phone to her boyfriend to come pick her up. Literally, she was like, she stayed in the room until like the boyfriend came, shimmy down the stairs and feel she didn't even know where she was. She's in the CEO's spare room. Like, imagine waking up like that, just like the like shock and horror of it all.
Have you ever woken up in like a house and not knowing where you are?
No, I very rarely stay over, if you know what I mean.
I have. We went back to like this house party once, and I just like stuck in my head there, and we were having drinks, and obviously you went home, but I think I passed out on the couch, and I remember waking up and not remembering what house we were in, where we were at. Like, I looked out the window to try and see where I was because my phone was dead, and then I had to ask someone in the house to ring me a car, a taxi, and give me money for the taxi because I had
nothing. No, I always either like will vamoose or I'll just stay there. Like, stay awake. I'll be awake. It's staying there, like they can't get rid of me, or I'll find my way home, like it's called Yali Cut. So yeah, no, so that's all the stories I have.
There's one more. Violet gave us that she broke her tooth at her first ever Christmas party. I was like, okay.
And she still hasn't got it fixed.
But still hasn't shared the story of how it happened. But yeah, that's our Christmas story.
I can only imagine Viola. We leave that open-ended. Viola has a broken tooth. She chipped a tooth.
Okay, so we'll be back just after this with everyone's favorite time of the week.
And we're back with everyone's favorite moment of the week, and it is getting extra rodticious around this time of year, so we are here with
Okay, it is time for Rotters of the Week, and mine is very much related to my situation right now. My Rotter of the Week is all about bloody hotels, because they're home from home at the moment. First off, like, you know when you book a juicy hotel room, you're excited to stay in it, you get to the room, and they tell you, oh, it's a king-size bed. It's a king size bed.
Yes.
Then you get into it, you're on your own, you're like, oh, I'm going to stretch out. But no, no, it's two single beds that they've pushed together, and my lanky ass in the middle of the two starts to slip in between them. Who wants to sleep on the left side or the right side when you're a hotel bed on your own in a room? Not just that, and this is, maybe this is too much of an overshare, maybe this is gross, but... Okay,
well, we'll cut you out if that's the case.
But what's the crack with toilets? Oh, this is gross. I'm just sharing this.
I'll just say it. Go on.
What's the crack with toilets not having, or hotel toilets not having a toilet brush? We all need one.
That is true. I do think that is, but you know what? Also, I feel like there's a reason that there's no toilet brush. I feel like weird shit would happen if there's a toilet brush. I just have this gut feeling that somebody would do weird shit with the toilet brush. I don't know. People are really fucking weird, so you just don't know.
Oh my god, this actually has given me a little idea. If anyone has worked,
do you know what I'd say as well? I bet people would do weird things like rub it on the bed, rub it on the pillows. You know, something. I bet you they would do something like that. That's why people are fucking weird, so I bet you that's why.
I know, but like, everyone wants to make sure that, you know, they're checking out of their rooms. Well, I personally clean my room before leaving. Like, I give it a nice little, you know, like, put everything away. I'll even make the bed. Like, I'll make the bed before
she
leaving.
She turns the mattress and all. I've seen her, like, you know, some of those hotel mattresses weigh a ton, and she's like, one hand, she flips it like a pancake.
That's just because I passed out the night before and pissed the bed.
Shocking.
Anyway, so I'm just rotted by hotels lying. Like, it's just not a king size bed just because you would shove two single beds beside each other.
Yeah. Okay, well, my first rot of the week is it's a seasonal kind of thing, but it's also all year round, but I've just noticed it more and more, kind of, you know, like buskers that are in the street, like, you know, trying to make a few quid and, you know, singing a few Yuletide songs.
Yeah.
But then, and they're having their moment. By the way, I love buskers if they're really good. Like, I was like, I'd often give, like, I like to give notes to buskers because instead of coins, because, like, I feel like,
nice.
Yeah, and they're performers. So some of them are really good. So I'm always like, I give them like 5 or 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's always the frustrated performer watching said busker, and somebody will kind of try and, you know, shimmy up to the busker and maybe try and, like, either ask to have a go with the guitar, or maybe ask, can they sing a song, or kind of like, oh, do you know this one? And then try and like duet with the busker. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, are you for fucking real? Like, actually, this person's here trying to make a few quid, and you're some like jealous, like it's like jealous, like nobody popping out with a cue to try and get a bit of attention. It drives me nuts. Know your place, stay back. And just like give the person some money. Don't be looking to get a few quid. Like,
I can top that because I was in Leeds. Because I went to see Steps. Oh, I never even told you about that. I went to see Steps. Great. Obviously, Faye had dropped out because she got COVID, and since then she came back, and then Lee has dropped out. Lee has COVID, and the whole tour is cancelled now. Which, God love them. But I was walking down the streets of Leeds, and there was this man busking, except he was doing busking karaoke, and he had the street packed. He was terrible. He was awful singer, and he was just handing his phone over to people and getting them to come up and sing beside him. And he was making like fistfuls of money, and it was awful. I loved it.
Well, my sister, she lives in the UK, and she does a bit of busking on the side, and she's actually really good. And she's got loads of gigs from doing that, like a lot of weddings and kind of stuff like that. But you know, one time she was out busking, you know, Amelia Lilly from X Factor. She came up and she was one of these people that was like, oh, do you know such and such? So two of them actually started singing a song on the street together. So Amelia Lilly started singing the song with my sister, which is kind of gas. But she was one of those attention-seeking bastards coming up out there. I was like, you're on X Factor, fuck off.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I met her recently, and she was actually very, very nice. Didn't she do Dragon like years ago as well?
I mean, yeah, she did. She's actually a lovely person. She was really nice, real kind of down to it, real northerner.
I think she's on Geordie Shore now, isn't she?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even know if that was still going.
She is. I've got a Geordie in the room. Apparently, she's on Geordie Shore.
Is that Cheryl Cole in the background?
It's not Cheryl Cole, no. It's most definitely not.
Cheryl Cole's song.
Can I tell them about the voice note that you left me?
What?
The voice note that you left me this morning.
I don't really remember what it was.
Yeah, Daniel doesn't remember, but I woke up to a voice note, and he was like, just in case I die, I'm going to meet someone. This is at 4 a.m. I'm going to meet someone now. And if I die, just so you know where I am. Now, there was no information about where he was going. Like, I knew nothing except I'm in case I die.
And I asked him, was it good?
He passed out. He didn't go.
Ah, no!
Yes.
Well, it wasn't good.
Okay, do you have any more rotters?
Yeah, I have another rotter. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, do it.
So the other one is, and I don't know if you can relate to this, it's a bit of a TikTok generation thing.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, these women that are like, always, I'm an empowered boss ass bitch. I've got attitude and spunk and I'm a boss ass bitch. You know, one of these
read
girls.
Me, why don't you read me?
And, but they'll lip sync to some kind of like, he thinks he's all that and I'm the woman of his dreams. You know, all these kind of like really nasty, like Nicki Minaj style, kind of like, I'm a woman and I'm better than the man, I'm going to tell that man. But it's coming, it's all these like, don't let the haters get you down, you know, all this. Yeah. But they're lip syncing to someone else talking smack. Or, you know, what it was the other day, it was about Madonna doing the speech, which was an amazing speech, by the way, at the Billboard Awards, you know, about being a woman in the music business. And it was about women have to play the game and blah, blah, blah. But this woman I saw on Twitter or on TikTok actually lip syncing, don't let these men get you down and blah, blah, blah. And I know for a fact that that woman had blackmailed several men. I knew for a fact. So she's like being all this, I'm an empowered woman, when you're actually just a crazy psycho. So yeah, like it's nuts, because you're kind of like, I'm all for female empowerment and women being like boss ass bitches. But you know, these actual psycho moths, they're actually just moths. They're not even, they're like session mad things that are just like spouting crap, lip syncing to like iconic empowered words.
Yeah.
I'm not here for it. I'm actually not here for it. No.
No, I get exactly what you mean. And
honestly, you know what I mean?
You talked about Madonna has kind of like, I had a rotter that I wasn't sure I was going to mention or not, because like it's not majorly something that would rock people. But what is it about the media's obsession with female like actors or singers' ages? Like, why is that?
I know.
Why is the headline always Madonna age, blah, blah, blah? Like Demi Moore, like literally this was a headline today. Demi Moore, they list her age and they list that she had a smooth complexion, aka she's had a bit of work done. I'm like, fuck off. Do you ever, like, they never list like Daniel Craig age 47. Do you know what I mean? Why is that only,
that's been going on like literally for so long now. And I think people are getting sick of it, but it's like, it's not cool. And it's actually really, what would you say? It's tacky. It's tacky.
And let's face it, it's the older ones that are doing it better anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Give me the Madge, give me the Mariah. I want all of that.
Like. And news just in, people fucking age. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, people actually us. Age. No, not us. We're timeless, like Chanel bag.
Oh, that was good. That hit me right. Yeah. Like a Chanel bag. I'm more of a Birkin, to be honest.
You fucking wish.
I know. I'm a prime or a Penny's bag.
Yeah, before. So it's more just what was rotten me is just people lip syncing. And also, do you know, rots me as well sometimes when they do like comedy sketches or somebody's lip syncing to like a Father Ted scene or something. It just like drives me nuts. I don't know. It's just like, oh.
We go talking.
Oh, stop. No. It drives me nuts. Like, I want to see the original person. If it's in context or something, then yeah. But not if you're just sitting at home posing, like being, I'm a boss ass bitch, you know, like flicking your hair from side to side, licking your lips. Like, I don't want to see that.
Not licking your lips.
Don't licking your lips and blowing kisses my way.
Actually, just, and this is not a rotter either, but people in TikToks that lick their teeth, like thinking they're sexy, you know, they go.
Yeah,
I'm like, you're not sexy, honey. Like, and you bought those teeth in Turkey. And if you haven't, you should listen to our episode about teeth from Turkey, because I wouldn't be buying them.
Vehicling a slime.
Sorry, this is so off topic, but poor Daniel got his teeth done recently.
Right.
And and listen to our episode the week after.
Well, shame, shame. We know your name. Daniel Slime Teeth.
They look fab, to be fair. Anyway, that is the end of our episode. I never picked anyone from our Patreon as our Patreon person, our little Patreon. So I'm going to open up the app and pick someone at random, if that's okay with you. Yeah. So we don't remind people where they can find our Patreon and how they can support us.
You can support us over on the Patreon. It is patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. We have different little variations there. We've extra video content, really fun little bits and pieces that you can sign up for. So there's something there for every budget. So we do appreciate everyone that supports us and people that just enjoy the pod in general. And remember to just share this pod with one person. That's all we ask. Just sharing is caring, and it is the time for giving. So give your love some pettiness.
If you are in one of those offices that are having that type of Christmas party, please do send Davina an application form so she can join in.
Yes.
Our Patreon person of the month, it is Christopher Furlong. And I have to say, not everyone uploads a headshot. Christopher, A1 on the headshot. Like, this is a glam photo.
Show me.
It won't open up big, to be honest. I don't think you're going to be able to see it. He's the top one there.
Oh, Christopher, that's lovely. Someone's been to a photo booth at Stephen's Green Shopping Centre.
If this is Thursday that you are listening to the show, make sure that you get your ass out and go party with Davina later at her show.
Yes.
At the earlier time. Remind everyone what time your show is starting at now.
We start at the official time of 8, but it is drag time 8:30. So do come along. We have to till midnight before we all turn back into pumpkins. So #ThirstyThursday. I will see you there.
Yeah, and I will be in the George on Friday with Jada Essence Hall. I believe there's about 10 tickets left. If you want to come and party with us and kick off your weekend, me and Davina are the only place to start it with. But that's the end. That was really fun. Yes. I really enjoyed those Christmas stories.
Well, I gotta get running because I gotta go see the House of Gucci. So the father, son, and how's all Gucci?
Until next time, everyone. Stay petty.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.